Hello.
Oh, hi, Dimitri. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you for asking. I got the message that you were looking into this for your uncle.
Yes.
Okay, that's awesome. So, I see it's an electrical business. How long has he had the business?
Businesses have this for goodness, honestly, on and off for the last like 25 years. I know he's only gotten serious like with like paid ads probably in the last 2 or 3 years.
Got it. Okay. So does he already do the Google pay-per-click?
He did that for what he didn't like, which is why it's going to be difficult to sell him on this, is like he didn't like how it was like, even at the low end, $17, $20 per click. He couldn't fathom paying for something and it didn't convert into a lead. He couldn't fathom that, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I get it. Yep. That's why with pay-per-click, we do it, and we're premier partners to Google, so we're certified to do it, but we recommend it for the big corporations that have tens of thousands of dollars in the marketing budget, because if it's a
Right.
small to mid-sized business, those clicks can get eaten up very quickly. You know what I mean?
Yes.
But,
Yeah.
for the big corporations that invest enough, they'll see a return on investment, you know?
Right.
I think, like you said in your inquiry, probably the Google Guaranteed would be a better route for him. How did you find out about Google Guaranteed? Because a lot of people don't even know that it exists.
Sure. So a little bit about me. So like I myself, I have my own SEO agency. I don't do anything
Oh,
kind of
very
paid for
cool.
it. I don't do paid ads. I was actually with the company Local Splash for about just under 2 weeks, unfortunately, for the sales in my I just had a problem with the script, problem with the sales process with it all. Didn't go through, but I know Local Splash, so I met the guys. Very good company, good people, it didn't work out on
Oh,
my
I
end.
see.
Yeah.
Okay. How long ago were you here? Because I've been with the company for 14 years. We've probably crossed paths.
Yeah, I mean, I think I was training with Andrew. Also at the time, which is also what was an issue was this was beginning of May
Okay.
of this year. What happened was essentially also because I was living in Mexico at the time, the internet there is
Oh, I
awful,
see.
just straight awful. It's disconnecting, and that also made the process so much harder for me. But yeah,
Oh,
ultimately it was
yeah.
because yeah. So ultimately, I know that he would need like a local service ad and or the reason why I don't recommend or the reason why I wouldn't suggest him for the business profile is simply because he doesn't want to work all year. He's more of a let me get leads for like 3 weeks and then spend a week in TJ kind of
Oh yeah,
guy.
that's smart. Well, yeah, 'cause with local service ads, he can turn them on and off just like a faucet. So that's awesome. That's what he likes to do. He goes to TJ and he goes like on vacation quite often, or?
Yeah, he does that. He does that where he'll work hard for 2 or 3 weeks and then go take a week or two vacation. That's something he's
Oh,
always
I love
done.
to hear that. No,
Yeah.
that's awesome. I talk to so many business owners every day, and there's most of them, I should say, probably, over 80% that tell me, I work, 12 hours a day, 7 days a week, and I always tell them you have to take a little bit of time to enjoy it too. So the fact that your uncle found that balance, that's awesome.
Yeah,
That's really,
definitely.
really good. Good for him. Yeah. So, where is his business located, or do you know the zip code where he's at, so I could look up
Sure.
the
So,
if it's available in this area?
yeah, it probably isn't because his, for example, for his website is like, it's for the keyword Anaheim Electrical Contractors. So I'm assuming Anaheim is taken.
Okay. So, but with the local service ads, he can run them within like a 50-mile radius. So do you know what his zip code is in Anaheim? If not, I'll just look up a random one and just see if it's available. So,
Yeah, I just looked for a
Anaheim.
random one. I know usually one thing he always does is he does like the northern San Diego market. He says he loves that market. He'll drive 50, 60 miles just to do those jobs.
Yeah, San Diego's awesome, especially like the northern side, La Jolla and even Carlsbad, and that's really, really good territory. So let's see here. I just picked a random one for Anaheim, which was 92816. Oh, it says not available in the area yet. So I don't think the local service ads is available for an electrician yet in Anaheim. So let me check one more tool to see if it is. That would be sad because he would be a good candidate. But what we could do maybe is I could send you some information on it that you could forward to him. And then when it does become available, because Google releasing it in fetch for, you know, certain categories, it's available in his category, but just not in his area. So I could, you know, maybe put a note to myself to call you, you know, if it becomes available down the road. But let me just see here in the one more spot. We have a little bot that we use that we can see, Google bot.
For the map pack, for the business profile, that is a, that's $300 a month, correct?
Yeah, and that's bundled together with Facebook ads too. So he gets, you know, the optimization on Google, Bing, the mobile platform, making him come up from, you know, iPhones, Androids, tablets, and the voice-activated devices such as Alexa. And then also he'll get the Facebook ads, which would, if people are searching for his services, you know how next time you go on your personal Facebook, if you're searching for something, then an ad pops up, right? So that's not happening by accident. That's happening because the search engines are tracking what people in the area are searching for. So we would make sure that, you know, he would, you know, be found on their Facebook news feeds if they were searching for, you know, electrician, panel upgrade, ceiling fan insulation, wiring, you know, different keywords associated with what he does.
Right. With that, I'm curious, with that, is that included with ad spend or is that not included ad spend?
The $299 package includes $100 worth of Facebook ads.
Okay.
So
oh,
the local optimization is $199 a month, and then we take $100 and send it to Facebook to run those ads.
Gotcha. You know, I think because my uncle, he's very much like, he's always been about like the whole, you know, if I could get my business to grow, then I would, you know, hire employees and whatnot, but just purely just because, you know, with Yelp or Thumbtack, he's get, you know, a couple good leads, bad leads, and then they'll do a job that's like $1,000, take a month off, or not a month, you know, take a week off, or something like that. And, I think he'd be very interested in the business profile. Now, with that, right, I currently have it under my email. If he were to get that, I know how to transfer it. That'd be very easy. But other than the citations, you guys are partnering with Google, right?
Yeah, we're a premier partner to Google, and what that means is we have that elite status where we have a support staff on site at Google. So you know, because you work with search engine optimization, sometimes if you hit a glitch, it's impossible to get a hold of someone at Google, and if you do, they're not very, helpful. So that's the nice thing about working with Local Splash is we have our own support staff at Google where we can get these, you know, problems that some people have with, you know, either ranking or Google business page issues or, you know, suspension issues or anything like that. We can get them solved in a timely manner. So it's saying now that the local service ads would be available in his area, so I'm not sure, but I can give you the pricing that it's showing me because how the Google Guaranteed works, first off, your uncle is licensed and insured and all of that good stuff, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and as long as he has a valid driver's license, social security, or an EIN for the business, and he doesn't have any felonies, he would pass the background check with flying colors. So the reason he would have to pass a background check to participate in this is that once he's approved by Google Guaranteed, they will now guarantee his work up to $2,000 per client. So in the event that he does a ton of work for someone and they become disgruntled and all of a sudden they want their money back, Google would get involved and actually refund him up to, refund the client, I should say, up to $2,000 of what they paid him, right?
Correct.
So, yeah, that's the one benefit. The other benefit is once he's approved, it's a pay-per-lead program, which is exactly what he wants. The leads only run about $41 each, $41.33, and that's going to vary. You know, if it's a smaller job, it might be more like $38, and if it's a bigger job, it might be more like $45, but the average would be $41.33. And then what they would do is call him once he's approved, and that background check, all we charge is the one-time application fee of $250. The approval process takes about 4 to 8 weeks, and then once he's approved, we would call and say, okay, we want to activate a budget, which equals $30 a month or $539. Now, he doesn't have to take 13 leads a month. He can take as little as he wants. He can go take 20 or 30 once, or he could take 4 or 5 if he wants. But what happens is the next month, that activation budget works like an escrow account where let's say that he took 5 leads. The next month, he would just pay for the 5 leads that he took just to kind of replenish that bucket.
Right, right. Can we set something up where I
had he's done before?
What was that?
Did you say actually before or yes, I'm still here.
Yeah, I'm sorry, you kinda break up a bit. But what was that again?
Did you say that he tried Angie's leads before?
No, he used Thumbtack.
Oh, Thumbtack. Okay, that's what I thought. Okay, you said Thumbtack or Angie's. Okay. So with a company like Thumbtack, they will sell the lead to him and to everybody else out there, meaning there's nothing exclusive about it. And this is the one thing that he's going to absolutely love about this program is if he gets a lead through Google Guaranteed, it comes only exclusively to him. So Google is not interested in selling leads to multiple people, right? So that's number one. Secondly, the leads would only be charged to him if it was a valid lead. So if somebody calls him and says, hey, do you wiring? I'm in Las Vegas, right? He's not going to get charged for that because he's not in Las Vegas. He wants the Southern California and Northern San Diego area, right? Or if they call him and say, hey, are you hiring? He's not going to get charged for that because that's not a lead. So that's the beauty of it. Our department monitors it automatically and provides credits for the ones that aren't real leads. So he'll like that so much better. But because it's exclusive, he's going to have a much, much higher chance of converting it. But what were you saying? You wanted to set something up where maybe I could talk to him? Or do you want me to send you some information on it? Or
No. I would like to set something up where you could speak to him directly.
Okay.
Because that, and also I was going to ask you with the level of service ad, he's one of those contractors where he doesn't do free estimates. It's a free estimate. What happens if like you call and then you find out it's not a free estimate? Would that be able to fight that or no? Is that something where it's seen on him?
Well, nobody has to promote in Google Guaranteed that they do free estimates. If there's companies up there that do, that's just their type of a way to reach out to clients. But he doesn't ever have to say that he's going to provide a free estimate. You know, he can tell them if they call that, you know, I charge XYZ for it, you know, or he could say, you know, send me a picture of what type of wiring you need done or let me see your circuit breaker and maybe I can, you know, give you an estimate over the phone. But if I were to come out there's a charge for that, you know. What some people do, and he's probably figured this out already, is some people will charge the fee for the estimate, but then if they hire him, they would roll that into what they're paying, you know. So some people will do that too.
Right. No, so like let me run you down this scenario. Let's say someone calls him very early. He's talking about, hey, I don't give an estimate over the phone. I only do in-person estimates. And it's like $75 per on-site estimate. And the person declines, he hangs up the phone. Would he be able to fight that in Google, or would Google see that as a legitimate lead that he lost?
I think Google would look at that as a legitimate lead that he lost. I'll find out from the Google Guaranteed Department before we, you know, because you want to set up something so that we could talk, you know, so I'll find out the definitive answer to it. But I think just because they're calling and they're asking for service and they're wanting an estimate, Google would look at that as a valid lead. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, trust me. I've been fighting it for years. Like, you just do, like, especially if it's like within 10 miles, do it for the estimate, you know. But he for the last year, he won't do it. He'll never do it.
Well, it sounds like he's established in his business and he doesn't have to, you know. So I mean, I don't blame him. If he was a newbie and trying to get off the ground and trying to, like, you know, like hurting for work, then I could see that he would probably be more willing to do it. But he sounds like he's at the stage in his business where he doesn't have to, you know.
Well, I would see, no, actually he isn't, right? So he was always good at his business. The thing is, he was always bad, for example. Whenever we do a great job, he is awful about asking for reviews. I told him, like, hey, for your business profile, I can just send them an email to, you know, for reviews. Just get their email. He refuses to do it. I don't know what about it. He just, you know what I mean? Like, he'll sell his products, but for some reason, he'll never ask for reviews. It's very odd.
Oh, so, I see.
Almost as if he is starting from the beginning. I mean, sure, he has like 55 stars on Thumbtack, but that's only relevant on Thumbtack.
Yeah. Yeah, and most people don't say let's Thumbtack it when they're looking for an electrician, right? They say let's Google it. You appreciate that, but he might not, because it sounds like he's almost a little set in his ways, you know, which isn't a bad thing, but, you know, he does, you know, have to realize that in sending a review email like you're suggesting, we do that for our clients too. The reason that it works so well is because when people are already in their email and there is a hyperlink to the Google page right there, they're most likely going to fill out the review and do it, just because it's a matter of a click of a button, you know. And I know that for a fact because I'm, you know, work for Local Splash and I'm in internet marketing. There's many, many, many times that I have a good experience with a contractor or business and I say, look, I'm going to go give you a good review because I know how important it is. But the problem is once I'm outside of that moment, that idea gets stuck on the back burner, you know, and we all know what happens to those ideas that are on the back burner. So that's the beauty of this, is that, you know, most people will do it if they get an email like you're suggesting, you know. What you could do is take it one step further. If he doesn't have or doesn't want to ask for his clients' emails, start going through his past clients' phone numbers, and you can text them the link as well. You know, try to get creative with it. And you know, don't send them out all at once. If, you know, let's say you come across 50 past clients, and you're like, oh, this is awesome, I just got all these numbers, I'm going to send them out. You know how that always looks suspicious if a business has like a bunch of reviews in 1 or 2 days and then nothing 6 months later, right? It looks like something fishy took place. So I always tell people, if you have 50 past clients to send it to, send them out in smaller batches, like maybe 5 or 6 here and 5 or 6 there, so that you get a positive 5-star rating here and a positive one there. And, you know, it's coming in over time consistent. And that also would help his ranking on the Google business page.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, let's set something up for when are you available?
I'm a little bit after hours right now. We work Monday through Friday, 7 to 4. So any time within that window, we could probably set something up.
Sure. Let's how about Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific time then?
You got it. So Friday at 11 a.m. And then you're the one managing his Google business page, right?
Yes. So I'll be very easy able to. Yeah.
So I'm just actually setting this in as a reminder for me so I don't forget to call you on. Okay, good. I got that. 8:20, August 22nd at 11 a.m. Now, what is the Google business page and what is the name of the business?
Sure. Let me actually go to my computer real quick. I believe it's Janice Electrical.
Janice Electrical?
No, J-N-S.
Oh, J-N-S. Okay. J-N-S. Electrical.
So I have him. So yeah, I think I have him set for Anaheim.
Is it 940-368-8816 for his business number?
No, no, it's 562-324-0484. I think it
was J and S. I put J and S, but it's the and symbol. I see it. I see the 562-324-0484. Okay, so I'm going to put this in the notes that this is him. And then, perfect.
Yeah,
so
I have
that same.
You know, ultimately, you know, I spoke to him, like, you know, about how to even, like, obviously you guys are partnered with Google and in contact with Google, but I was kind of like, you know, ultimately they're gonna build citations, which is essentially backlinks for your Google business profile. But I don't know, I feel like with this, he wants someone in the game for years, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's us. I mean, we've been doing this for 20 years. It'll be 21 years in December. So we're kind of known as pioneers in this industry, you know? So, and I can explain that all to him, you know, when we talk on Friday. But, I mean, you sound like you're definitely steering him in the right direction there, you know? But either way, if he wants to bundle it with the, local SEO services and the Facebook ads, we can do that. And then he would just pay, you know, the $299 and then the $250. For the application fee and then plus the applicable leads. But if he wants to just do the Google guaranteed, he could just do the application fee and then the leads start once he's approved.
Right. Awesome, awesome. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We're set for Friday,
okay.
Right?
You got it. If we're set for Friday, and what is his name?
His name is John.
John, okay. So I'll call you first and then you'll kind of conference us together and we'll all talk on Friday.
Yeah, no, I'll make sure.
Or do you want me to call him directly?
No, I'll make sure that we're right next to each other. So yeah.
Okay, so call you and then he'll be there with you on Friday, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to lastly here, Dimitri, I'll send you. Let me see if I sent it earlier when I called. I'll send you a text with my direct line. My name's Tina. I'm at extension 777. That way, if it has to change or he's tied up on Friday at 11, you can just reply to my text or you could call me and we'll find a better time, okay? And if I don't hear from you, we'll just stick with the Friday slot.
Sounds good.
Okay, all right. Have a good rest of your day.
You too.
All right, thank you. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.